Welcome to Vantage Point's Flashback. We highlight stories that shape us as a region. Thank you, municipal councils, for your support. Homemade blocks. It wasn't even all that deep, but for us kids, it was thrilling. Like a skateboard park today. It was a depression, like a crater on top of the hill behind one of our granaries. Down the hill a ways was our farmhouse. It was massive. Basement, main floor, full upstairs, and a very creepy attic with its own stairway. What distinguished it from other large early settler homes around here was the outside face of it. Imagine concrete blocks, but so large it took two men to lift one. The dimensions? About 60 centimeters long, 30 wide, and 15 high. They were made in forms with hollow centers called Palmer blocks, after an inventor in the States. The corner blocks had fancy swirls made with the fancy block form. Ours was the fourth family in this impressive house. The couple who built it back in 1904, with the help of professional builders and strong neighbors, no doubt, was William and Mary Ann McKinney. They had a family large enough to make use of the six bedrooms. Large families, though, slipped out of fashion when reliable health care and labor-saving farm machinery arrived. So, by the time we took over in 1954, the upstairs and attic hardly ever heard an intimate human voice. Remember, in 1904, homes had no insulation, no electricity, and no plumbing. More like a medieval castle. So, no flush toilet. Most farmhouses had a well outside for water and a rainwater cistern in the basement to keep water through winter. Floors were finely finished hardwood. Doors and windows were trimmed with sculpted wood. Electricity came on the scene in the early 50s. This changed everything. Before electricity, folks used a hand pump in the kitchen to pull water up from the cistern. On Saturday nights, we'd pump up enough water for a bath in a metal tub set in the middle of the kitchen. We'd heat up water in a big kettle on the stove to make the water warmish, and then bathe the smallest kid first, then the older ones, and finally Mum. Dad, of course, was the dirtiest, and so had to go last. All with the same water, with maybe a top-up of hot water between baths. We did what we could with what we had. What made this grand home affordable back in 1904 was that the Palmer block maker allowed the owner-builder to make blocks on-site with local gravel. Guess where the gravel came from to build the McKinney house? Yep, our playground, the crater on top of the hill. They carted it down to make the bulk of the house. Little did they know that 60-plus years later, children would beg to come over to pedal bikes down one thrilling side and up the other. Literally, homemade fun. Home Blocks is based on a story in Vantage Points 5 and on my own experience. Vantage Points is a five-book series about the layers of history in southwest Manitoba. All the stories in this radio series can be found at discoverwestman.com/community. Please learn about Turtle Mountain Surface Plains Heritage Association and talk with us. Our website is vantagepoints.ca. See you later.